Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. We're cranking it up to 12. News from the Nest. We'll have stats coming up later on in the hour, so stick around for that. But Zay Flowers met with the media yesterday, was asked by the members of the media about taking on a Cincy defense that gives up a lot of points. And when we get to the stats, we'll explain, or you will, how many points they actually do give up. So, Zay, since it is Thanksgiving and it is Feast Week, the college basketball towels are playing right now. Are we feasted Thursday night?
I mean, you get excited, but every game different. Every opponent different. So you just see that, and hopefully we have a game that we want on offense so we can get going in the direction that we want to go in. So we'll see what it brings.
They need a big offensive game. They need it. And maybe it's this game because they don't rush the passer that well. I just think that I was telling you off air, Bob, if I'm the Bengals, you know, and Lamar can't run like Lamar can normally run, I'd blitz the hell out of him. I'd blitz him and make him move and attack him the whole time. So I think we're going to see a lot of blitzes. And if you do, you know, probably get a lot of man coverage. And if somebody can break one, they got a chance to make a big explosive play.
One of the big problems the Ravens offense has faced lately, slow starters. Whew. I mean, Minnesota, they scored, I think, on their first drive, and then it went to sleepy time after that, and they were 0 for whatever against the Jets in third downs this past Sunday. So, Zay, what's up with these slow starts, man?
Oh, I feel like at the beginning of the season, we were starting fast. Like, I feel like we put up a lot of points in, like, the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and then it started to slow down a little bit, mainly because L was out, and, you know, defense is, that's just, like, the first four games where teams getting warmed up to playing in the season. Now, I just feel like it's small things here and there that we got to fix to start fast.
Well, I think the biggest thing to be able to start fast, you got to win on first down. That's their problem. They don't win on first down. Like you said, Bob, they were 0 for 5 in the first half on third downs because you're third and long all the time. And when you're third and long, when the Ravens are third and long, and you got an O-line that has trouble protecting, you got a quarterback that's banged up that can't move, and then your receivers got to win. Right now, the receivers aren't winning consistently, the O-line is not blocking consistently, and the quarterback can't move consistently. So, you know, it's not a pretty sight right now.
Zay Flowers for the year has 58 receptions, 761 yards, but he's only scored one touchdown. Where are the touchdowns for number four here?
Get a lot of field goals, Bob. You know, I mean, he would have had one Sunday, but the guy tackled him. You know, that would have been a touchdown. But, yeah, he's really, though, over his career, Bob, he's not a big touchdown guy, though, is he? I think Bateman, you know, and Likely and Andrews, those guys were more the touchdown guys, I thought. But maybe not.
He has 10 TDs for his career.
Yeah.
5-4-1. I guess my point is, when he's your de facto number one, you wouldn't expect Tez Walker to have more touchdowns than Zay Flowers. Tez Walker, who played for the first time, and it seems like forever this yeah. past week.
What's he got, four catches?
He has four catches for two TDs. Yeah, so he's like Nelson Aguilar was a couple years ago. But
well,
who knows?
You know what the problem is, you know, like with Tez is like 6'3". Tez is, you know, and in the red zone and stuff, Zay's hard to see. I think that's a big part of it, too.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Turn Up Tuesday. Here's Zay talking about the obvious that the offense feeds off of one guy.
Absolutely, because he could do everything. So when you got him out there, you don't really know what to expect, I feel like, if you're on defense, because he could throw it, run it. Then we got Derek, then we got Mark, the tight end, we got everybody. So it's just, I feel like, put teams in a tougher situation when they're playing against us.
Yeah, skill-wise, yeah, it does. But then when you throw in the offensive line, that's evens everything up or tilts it in the defensive favor. That's the problem. You can have all the weapons you want, but if you don't have time to throw it, it doesn't matter.
And with a toe and an ankle and a hammy and an knee, you're not seeing Lamar at 100% strength.
No.
And as good as he is, we've seen the production wane. Yeah. The last few weeks.
The accuracy has kind of been off a little bit, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Because he was well over 70% for a while there.
Yes, he was.
But after the four-touchdown performance against the Dolphins when he first came off, first came back from the hamstring, when he was player of the week, it hasn't been that way.
No. And Bob, like, if it's in the 20s with the wind chill and stuff like it's supposed to be Thursday night, those bones don't feel like they did when you were down in Miami and it was 85 degrees, you know, and everything's loose and feels good.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to count some dough, hopefully, as we get a couple days away from Thanksgiving here. Jeff Furman, InsideMDSports.com. We'll talk about Maryland's win last night against UNLV, preview the matchup with Gonzaga. And could Obinna Akizie Jr. be looking to reclassify and maybe be another five-star added to the Buzz Williams recruiting class? Boy, that would be a turnip.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Just telling Nolan about the perfect Thanksgiving Day plate, which we'll revisit either today or tomorrow. Yes, turkey's part of it. Duh. Lot going on in world sports. It's feast week. College basketball, Liberty taking on Towson as we speak down in Florida. The Terry's Chocolate ESPN event invitational. It's the semifinal. And right now, Liberty Bibberty up 17-16 over Pat Scary's Tigers. Maryland taking on Gonzaga. Coming up here tonight at 9:25-ish. We'll talk to Jeff Ehrman about that in a couple of seconds. Ravens host the Bengals. There's 3 games on Thanksgiving. And there's a crap load of football, college and pro, on Friday.
Yep.
Too. And Navy takes on Memphis Thanksgiving night in a big game in the American Conference. But right now, let's count some dough ourselves.
You're going to be happy today, Bob.
I am?
Yep. The Dow's up 501. The S&P's up 35. NASDAQ is up 21. DraftKings is up $1.94. Under Armour is up 18 cents to $4.38.
That is a colossal day.
Yeah.
For UA.
We'll start our sports topics here with the Seahawks. Got back on track with a win over the Titans on Sunday. Their offense in particular actually played a clean game for once. No turnovers after having 20 in their first 10 games of the season. 10 interceptions for Sam Darnold alone, which was among the most by any starter this season. All of this takes away from what has been an overall great offensive campaign for them. Jackson Smith and Jigba, one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in football. And overall, they now rank 3rd in points, 7th in yards. By or sell, Vinny, the Seahawks would have the unquestioned best offense in football if it wasn't for the turnovers.
I'm going to sell it because I'm not totally 100%, you know, in favor, you know, positive about Sam Darnold. You know, I like the Rams offense better. I think the Rams have receivers, better quarterback, running back. I like the Rams and to me, Indy and Seattle are similar with Danny Dimes and Darnold.
I just with Seattle. Not that, you know, Mike McDonald cares what I think. Pick a running back, please.
Yes.
Either it's Walker or Charbonnet. Let's figure this thing out here.
Well, that didn't end when Pete Carroll left. Remember, he was always the running back committee.
Yeah.
And always running more than people wanted them to in general. And never end, never left Seattle.
Yes. Now he's got Genty and just uses one.
Right. let's see. We'll go a little college basketball here. The Terps currently playing in Vegas as part of the Players Era Festival this week. A unique idea that was actually created just a year ago puts a new spin on the holiday week tournament format. NIL prize money is on the line, of course. Now, last year, 8 teams were a part of the inaugural Players Era Festival. This year, the field jumped to 18. And now there's even talk of an expansion to 32 teams being included as soon as next year. Now, of course, that would feature a slightly different format, talking about a group play World Cup style for about a week and then advancing to a bracket from there. So obviously this goes beyond just a couple days. They're now thinking bigger picture, a multi-week event that takes place in November. As the organizers say, sports calendar pretty dead outside of the NFL this time of year, trying to add some early season college basketball excitement. Buy or sell, Bob, a large singular fall tournament will be the future of college basketball rather than multiple feast week small invitationals.
I'm going to buy it because once the money starts talking, then everything else goes walking.
Yep.
And I'm still trying to figure out, Nolan, how Maryland plays tomorrow. Or what time they would play tomorrow.
It starts with a win tonight.
Yeah, whatever capacity, because you got Tennessee and Houston in the same tournament coming up at 6 o'clock, and they're both undefeated and ranked in the top 25. And Iowa State's playing. I mean, it's just Michigan and Auburn are playing tonight. Where does Maryland fit in? And Buzz Williams, I think he said earlier, we'll talk to Jeff Ehrman in a few minutes, they've already been invited for next year's tournament if they choose to do so. But to answer your question, I'm buying it. This thing will be a big old gigantic college basketball extravaganza in Thanksgiving time, taking it into conference play.
So you got 18 teams participating here, and I'm going to assume that a good chunk of them are going to go 2-0. Just a hunch. The tiebreakers for determining who gets to play in the championship game Wednesday starts with record, obviously, but we're going to have a log jam there. Head-to-head results, if needed. Third tiebreaker is plus-minus. Fourth is total points. Uh-huh. Fifth is points allowed. And sixth, if absolutely necessary, and I'm kind of rooting for it at this point, AP rankings as of Monday, November 24th. So if we get to six for tiebreakers, we might have to figure out a new structure. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and Maryland's not ranked.
No.
So if they beat Gonzaga, they got to get a little love for tomorrow, though.
Right. But if it's only like a couple point victory, you might be in trouble.
Well, big picture, they'll take the W because that certainly helps your resume come March Madness time.
Well, we just wrapped up week 12 in the NFL, and Myles Garrett has already recorded 18 sacks. That's a new career high for him. And he's on quite the heater right now, showing no signs of slowing down. 13 of those 18 have come in the last four games. Yes, you heard that correctly. 13 sacks in the span of four games, and with six left on the schedule, well, he's, of course, the betting favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. Five more sacks would be enough to break the all-time record, a tie held by Michael Strahan and TJ Watt here most recently. Buy or sell, Vinny, if Garrett doesn't break the all-time record at this point, it would be a massive disappointment.
I think the only way he doesn't break it, Nolan, is if he gets hurt. I think it's a gimme. The way he's playing, and Schwartzy knows he's he's playing him left, right, over the center. He's playing them all over the place. So they're taking advantage. Whoever that pigeon is, he gets the pigeon a lot.
Five sacks, he might get that in one game.
Possibly.
Playing the Ravens, he would.
They play the Niners.
Yeah. We're done with that. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
He's already plucked our pigeons this year.
We'll do one more from the baseball world here. The MLB offseason continued with a surprise trade between the Mets and the Rangers. Two sides swapping veteran players Brandon Nimmo and Marcus Semien one for one. Semien holds more individual accolades for his career, also 3 years older than Nimmo. As far as contracts go, Semien owed $72 million over the course of the next 3 years, while Nimmo, much more long-term contract for him, he signed through the next five for a total of $100 million. Now for the Mets, they get their defensive boost on the infield. Texas gets a high upside bat to replace Adolis Garcia in the outfield. Buy or sell, Bob, this trade, a win-win on paper?
On paper, sure. Both all-star representative guys, both high-level players. But if you're whacking Nimmo, and I know he plays a different position from Pete Alonso, what does this mean for him? Because that's a significant chunk of change home run-wise in the middle of your lineup. And Semien's had some big power years in the past. So, yeah, I'll say it's a win-win. And isn't Texas a hitter's ballpark? And if Nimmo stays healthy, which apparently is a problem if you sign with the Rangers the last couple of years, he should rake there. So, yeah, let's be giving in the holiday season and say it's both a win.
But all of a sudden, that World Series team from 2023, very different. Heim out, Garcia out, Semien out.
Yeah, and I was thinking of Adolis Garcia, but we already have Muscles O'Neill. You just traded for Ward, so you don't need a right-handed power bat.
Yeah. If O'Neill wasn't here, maybe they could take on a guy for a reclamation project, but it's just too much of a logjam at that point O'Neill.
Orioles went with his buddy, Leodis Tavares.
Hey, forget about him.
Might be the starting center fielder when it's all said and done. When we come back, we'll talk Maryland hoops and football with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. And then we'll crunch the numbers and Vinny will tell you why the Ravens offense has been so bad. Is this a get right game against the Cincinnati defense? I mean, the Ravens offense was good for a while. Mm-hmm. Now they stink. Cincinnati's defense has just stunk.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talk about that. And Maryland football wrapping up their season Saturday in Detroit against Michigan State. Two teams finishing off disappointing season, shall we say. 2025, Maryland did get a quarterback recruit for the class of 26. We'll get into all of that and more. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's from InsideMDSports.com. So welcome back, Jeff Furman. Jeff, good afternoon. How you feeling, dude?
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. Let's start with the game last night. Full disclosure, I woke up at 2:30, go to the bathroom like I do 7,000 times a night, caught the last 2 minutes, and then watched the replay this morning when I got up at 5 o'clock. How about a little love for Alex Austin here? And I know you guys wrote about it on InsideMDSports.com. 6'10", they got him this year in the turnover of the roster out of Chicago, but pretty much been a non-factor throughout the season. But 6 boards, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, hit some big shots in the first half as Maryland was trying to tread water. So talk about Alex Austin. Is this a blind squirrel situation for this kid, or could we possibly see a little more from him as he gets stronger and the season progresses?
Yeah, he was a little under the radar in recruiting. I mean, he was a top 150 guy, but kept his recruitment pretty low-key until the end. The talent clearly is there. 6'10", can shoot it. Buzz Williams said afterwards that he's their best high-low passer and maybe their best shooter, or best shooter in the front court at least. He's a guy who wouldn't really be playing if not for the injuries. You know, I think there's a chance that he would have redshirted or at least, you know, just played sparingly. But because they've had so many guys out, he's got a chance to play, and he's showing his upside. Williams raved about him last night, you know, and that's the kind of thing where sometimes you have an injury, it forces other guys to play, and then the other guys come back, and you're a little bit deeper because of it. So that very well could be the case for them.
Now, Payne was back last night doing what Ferrell Payne does, dunking, rebounding, and doing all these great things, 16 of his 20 second half. Miles Rice was back, you know, facilitating. I know Diggy Coyd had a hard time with the turnovers and shooting from beyond the arc. But either way, Rice is back. When are we going to see Solomon Washington back in the lineup as we wrap up this thing in Vegas and then get ready for conference play in the real, not too distant future here?
Yeah, that's the big question, Bob, heading into tonight against Gonzaga, because they have a lot of size. They rebound really well, so Maryland could really use Solomon Washington, who still hasn't played a game this season because of the ankle. He was dressed last night. They've shown some photos in practice where it looks like he's going, so I wouldn't be surprised if he plays tonight. They could really use him, but Buzz keeps the injuries really low-key, so it'll probably be another case where we don't know until tip-off.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here at Video at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Maryland tonight taking on Gonzaga, 9:30-ish. Gonzaga, they've been putting the wood to everybody they played, including Alabama last night. They scored in the mid-90s. They're stout defensively. You mentioned the size. They're deep. Terps are big underdogs in this game. 20 turnovers is not going to bode well if that happens like it did last night. So Maryland's hope for victory will be what against looks like Mark Few's strongest team in a couple of years here.
Rebounding is probably the first thing. Like you said, Gonzaga rebounds really well, really tall. Maryland's had some struggles, especially on the defensive glass, giving up a lot of, you know, last night was probably their best rebounding game of the year. But before that, you know, they were getting beat up a little bit on defensive glass. Some of that, of course, is because of those injuries. But I think that would be the number one thing. And then, obviously, you know, you can't turn the ball over 15 times in the first half or 20 in the game like last night and expect to win. So they got to take much, much better care of the ball tonight and obviously feed it down low to Pharrell Payne, who is, you know, one of the best big men in the Big Ten.
Now, Jeff, what's your expectation for the Terps on Saturday against at Michigan State or at Ford Field?
Vinny, you know, like they still seem to be trying. I know that sounds funny, but once you get to this point where you have this long of a losing streak, a lot of teams will cash it in. And Michigan State's not that good, so I think this will show how much will they have left, how bought in they are. Obviously, this season's not going to look good no matter what happens, but at least if you can end it with a win, that gives that gives you a little bit of positivity heading into the off season. But, you know, they've just been struggling in every facet, basically, and you know, the offense hasn't been able to run the ball all year. Malik Washington's been struggling, and then, you know, against Michigan, they were just clearly outclassed, so... You know, it'd be interesting to see if they can at least get a win. You don't want to head into the offseason with an 8-game losing streak.
Now, do you expect any of these freshmen to leave in the portal? Or I guess another way to look at it is, do they have the money to keep these freshmen?
I think they will have the money. You know, they have obviously the revenue share money, which is about $14.5 million in direct payments that all the most of the Big Ten schools are dishing out to their players. And then I think, you know, you got to give credit to the new AD, Jim Smith. He's really raised the funds, raised the profile. You see the commitments they've gotten lately. Baba, a lot of, I shouldn't even try to say his name. Alatton, I believe, the number 10 recruit in the country, got him last week, kid from Silver Spring. You know, I've sources said he got about $2 million. And then, you know, you get this track star, Quincy Wilson, last night, one of the biggest track phenoms in recent decades. So, you know, and then on the football side, Zion Ealy, as you know. So clearly the money situation is getting better. But, you know, it's the portal era. They'll definitely lose some guys. I think, obviously, Malik Washington, you have to keep him, and I don't think he'll be going anywhere. I'd be very surprised if he left. And then the other main guys, obviously, those two freshman defensive ends, Zaire Mathis, I think he'll stay. Sidney Stewart should stay, not positive. We'll see. To me, the question is, you know, you're bringing in Zion Ealy, who's the number one edge player in the country, and then those are both edge guys who are going to command a lot of money. So, you know, can you commit, you know, probably $5 million to those three guys alone? Everybody needs pass rushers, but you need guys at other positions too. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens there.
Hey, Jeff, do you anticipate Locks doing what he normally does and change the staff over a lot?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know how widespread the upheaval will be on the staff, but you know how it is. You can't have a season like this and not make some significant changes. So that'll be interesting to see who comes and goes. There's been a lot of changes to the staff in recent years, and, you know, obviously after the winning years, you have less change, but yeah, you can't just run it back with the same crew after having a season like this.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Oh, real quick, Nathan Bernard flipped from App State to Maryland, 6'5", 227. Apparently the Pepster was the point man on that recruitment there.
Yeah, that's a big dude, you know, high school QB at 6'5", 227. You don't see that very often at all. Kid out of Ohio. Looks pretty good, actually. You know, he's more of a long-term guy, which works well for Maryland because Malik Washington should be there at least two more years. So obviously, I think they sold him on coming in and developing and playing down the road, whether it's when Malik goes to the NFL early or when he graduates. And, you know, you need depth there at quarterback. They don't have a ton of it. So, you know, it makes sense to me as kind of a long-term prospect.
Jeff Urban, InsideMDSports.com. Jeff, always appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Talk to you later.
There's Jeff Urban, everyone. We'll come back. Let's crunch some numbers.
Yes.
Ravens and Bengals. How do they match up statistically? Record-wise, the Ravens have the advantage at 6-5 versus 3-8. But how do they match up in advantages that could favor Baltimore ahead of Thursday's game? NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five were the five worst teams in the NFL after 12 weeks. And then the film breakdown of the offense. As the defense is trending upwards, offense not so much.
Stats don't lie. Here's the fans, Vinny Serrato.
Ravens and Bengals coming up Thursday night, 8:20. Ravens 7-point favorites in this game. Joe Burrow is coming back, which will help the offense, I guess, even though they've been scoring their share of points. Defensively, however, they're not all that great. But as we've discussed for the last couple of weeks, including the last day and a half, Ravens offense has been pretty bad too. So let's crunch them numbers. Stat breakdown.
Yep, let's crunch it, Bob. Let's look at the Ravens' offense versus Cincy's defense. Ravens' offense is 21st, 314.6 yards. Bengals' defense, they're 32nd, 415.8. Pass offense, Ravens, 29th, 176 yards. Bengals' pass defense, last, 259.8 yards. Rushing offense, Ravens 6, 138. Bengals D, 31st. They give up 156 yards rushing. Points scored, Ravens are 25th. Bengals defense last, 32.7. So the four categories thus far, they're 3 last and 1 second to last. Pass attempts, Ravens offense, they're last, 285. Least pass attempts in the league. Pass attempts on their defense, 20th. Completion percentage, Ravens are 13th, 67%, which they started out the year, they were first by a long ways.
In a bad way.
Yeah. Completion percentage, Bengals defense, 24th. They give up 66.8. Average per completion, Ravens are 8th, 7.6. Average per completion, Bengals defense, second to last. They give up 7.9. Touchdown passes, Ravens are 19th with 16. Bengals, their last, 26 touchdown passes. Zay Flowers.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Interceptions, Ravens are 17th with 7 interceptions. Bengals defense, they have 9. They're 11th. All right, sacks. Ravens offense is 9th most sacked team with 31. Bengals defense, 2nd to last with 15. They don't sack the quarterback. And their best sacker is out. Quarterback rating, Ravens offense 10th, 97.9. Quarterback rating, Bengals defense 29th, 103.8. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 11th with 308. Bengals defense, rush attempts, people don't run it because they throw the heck out of the ball against them. They've rushed it 339 times. Average per rush, Ravens are now 5th at 4.9. Average per rush, the Bengals, they're 29th at 5.1. Third down conversions, Ravens offense 19th, 38.2. Bengals defense 31st, 48.6. Penalties, Ravens have improved. Remember Harb said he wanted to get better on penalties? They're 29th with 63. So 29th in the good. You know, they're one of the least penalized teams. All right, now let's look at Ravens D, Bengals O. Bengals offense is 23rd, 307.1. Ravens defense 24th, 347.5. Passing offense, Bengals are 15th, 222.2. Ravens defense 24th, 230.1. Rushing offense, Bengals 30th, 84 yards a game. Ravens rush defense 20th, 117.5. Points scored, Bengals offense 19th, 22.5. Ravens defense, 19th, 23.7. Pass attempts, the Bengals, they're third in the league, 411 passes. Ravens defense, 24th, 390. So people throw it a lot. They throw it a lot, and people throw it a lot on the Ravens. Completion percentage, Bengals are 24th, 62.3. Ravens defense, 8th, 62.8, which is good. Average per completion, the Bengals offense, 27th, 6.3. Ravens defense, they're 10th, 6.8. They give up some chunk receptions. Touchdown passes, Bengals are 4th with 21. Ravens defense is 12th with 16. Interceptions, Bengals offense is 5th with 12. Ravens defense is 17th with 7. Sacks, Bengals offense is 18th with 24. Ravens defense, 29th with 18. Quarterback rating, Bengals offense 25th with 85.2. Ravens defense 13th, 89.2. Rushing attempts, the Bengals offense is last, 214 rush attempts. Ravens defense is 15th with 291. So, Bob, they've thrown it 411 times. They've rushed it 214. So 200 more passes than runs. Average per rush. Bengals offense 15th at 4-4. Ravens defense 22nd at 4-4. Third downs, Bengals offense 13th, 39-4. Ravens defense is 12th, 36-5. And their penalties, they're 30th. So the Ravens have had 63. They've had 61. Now, Joe Burrow, he's only played, a game and a half, and he completed 58% with 2 touchdowns, no picks, 5 sacks in a game and a half. So he was getting hit. Chase Brown's their guy. 145 rushes, 626 yards, 4.3 average with 2 touchdowns, plus 41 receptions. And the yak yards are 259 yards. With 57 targets. Perrine, he's got 32 rushes. Jamar Chase has 79 catches for 861 yards with 117 targets. T. Higgins will not be in the game. Yosevich, 23 for 317, 13 average, 1 touchdown, 75 yak yards, 42 targets. Noah Fant has 153 yak yards tied in. Now, defensively, their two leading tacklers are Battle and Stone, the two safeties. 82 tackles and 80 tackles. And those two have 5 interceptions between them. And then they have Demetrius Knight and Barrett Carter, two rookies. Both have 78 tackles with no sacks. The sack guy would be B.J. Hill, defensive tackle, has 2. Joseph Asai, defensive end, has 3. Miles Murphy, defensive end, has 2.5. Chris Jenkins, D-tackle, has 1.5. So the most anybody has is 3 sacks is their max. Evan McPherson, the kicker, 17 of 20. 3 of 6 from 50-plus. And Ryan Rakow, the punter, averages 52-3 with a 42.8 net, which tells me that they've got some returns on him.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. NFL lunch, by the way. The last 2 games Joe Burrow's played in Baltimore last year, they lose 35-34. He throws 4 touchdowns and no picks. Lamar threw 4 as well. And then remember, 2 years ago, also a Thursday night, hurt his wrist throwing a touchdown pass, was done for the season. Joe Burrow. I think it was Joe Mixon. And then he couldn't grip the ball, and then that was all she wrote. So Joe Burrow last 2 years, he's had success individually, team-wide, not so much. And 2 years ago was also the game in which the hip drag knocked Mark Andrews out for the rest of the regular season as well. We'll come back, Pete, to some more football. I guess we might have Justin Tucker news. Stick around for that. Hear more from what's going on out one winning drive. 5 worst teams in the NFL through 12 weeks. We'll give you the feeble 5 and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens offense, which has not been good. He'll explain why.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.